Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
It may be named after a borough in New York, but Manhattan peanuts, crisps and popcorn couldn't be any more Irish. They've been making snacks as a family business since 1957 in Finglas, starting in the family kitchen. And now almost seven decades later, the third generation of the family, Sophie, now runs the marketing side of the business. And Sophie O'Neill from Manhattan Snacks, who is running for the Blas na hÉireann Prize for Irish-made produce, is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Sophie.
Morning. How are you?
Now, you guys started in a kitchen in 1957. Mm-hmm. You're now the third generation. No pressure on you.
I know, yeah. No, it was my granddad who started in 1957 in his mum's kitchen. So it's definitely taken on the leaps and bounds as time has gone on over the years.
What is the number? I mean, I mentioned three of the products. You make a lot of stuff. I think you even make peanut butter as well.
We did for a time, and that we haven't for a while, but that's a new thing. We want to get back into the...
You want to get back into that?
Yeah, back into
so
that.
So of the peanuts, which is a kind of a staple in most Irish pubs, popcorn and crisps, what sells the most?
Popcorn. Yeah, hands down.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's our biggest seller, I have to say, and I think it's the most well-known product of ours as well. Yeah. And when I speak to people about the brand, it tends to be a very nostalgic type of product too. Like, the stories are always about people back when they were kids, going to school for their lunches, it being packed in with the sandwich, or
hoping it wouldn't explode in your bag.
I know. Or going to the movies, or just being at home and having a snack. So it's always been the most popular product, and we love it hands down.
And where can you buy it apart from obviously in can you buy them in supermarkets, in most supermarkets?
You can buy them in all supermarkets, which is amazing. It's right to hand, but we also have a website. So that's what I've developed over the last number of years, I'd say since I've been in the business 8 years, kind of since then. So we have a normal B2C website that yourself or myself can buy from, and it means you can buy from all over the world if you're living abroad or that type of thing and you have access to the product. But we also have a trade website which now allows customers who maybe own pubs and restaurants and cafes to be able to have access to our products and our wholesale pricing to get it delivered directly to them, so that if they're a pub that opens at maybe 5 p.m. or later in the evening or only at weekends, and we maybe aren't delivering around that time, they can arrange delivery through our website that we can deliver directly to them, and they still have access to the product.
It's a very competitive market, be that crisp, popcorn or peanuts, but especially crisps.
Yeah.
When you're up against a giant company like Walker's, which owns Tato, how do you differentiate yourself?
I think we try to play into the very much the Irish element. That is something I've learned over the last couple of years. We're actually, not a lot of people know that we still are an Irish family owned business, and that's something that's really important to us. And we still hold those core morals and values in maintaining that we are still an Irish family owned business. But the way we were able to get our crisps out into the public was through the pubs. So that's what we've really focused on, is getting into the pubs. It kind of makes sense when our peanuts are in the majority of the pubs anyway. So it's a whole kind of range of our Manhattan brand. And that's kind of how it's been known. And a lot of people have learnt about the crisps, and especially the cheese and onion, which are the most popular ones. They're known as like the black bag, because you don't get a lot of products
it's a cool
crisps.
Bag as well.
It is. It's very different. Yeah.
I had a rival crisp maker on the show about a month ago, and he said the excessive heat, the wonderful summer that we had, would have an impact on the potato yield because they grow all their own potatoes. Yeah. Is that going to impact you guys as well?
Do you know what? We're going to see how it goes. Obviously, there would be some sort of an impact with the heat, as lovely as it was. Mm. Yes, there would be a knock-on effect, but that's something we're going to have to look at. Mm. We were also having a look at our corn crop. So our maize is from North America. We find it to be the best corn. It's actually specific corn that's grown particularly for popcorn, and we like to keep our product as a premium product, so that's where we get it from. So thankfully, even though there have been heat waves also in the US. I think they're more equipped and it's not too far from what they normally deal with. Whereas for here in Ireland, they're probably, and in Europe overall, there probably has been a knock-on effect on
people. People are a lot more weight conscious, aren't they? These certainly the Gen Z crowd, younger people. Does that make selling of your products tough? No, obviously not for popcorn because there's little or nothing in popcorn.
Yeah.
But for crisps and peanuts.
I honestly think that if you really want to eat a product and treat yourself and enjoy it, I think that's what's most important. And of course, like we're more health conscious and we want to be putting in good things into our system. And I think it's handy with the popcorn because it is a good product when you're trying to be, I suppose, be good and eat a healthier snack, because it is lower in calories, higher density product that you can fill yourself up and feel satisfied after. But to be honest, I think the crisps are a lovely treat.
I just wonder whether the next generation, whether the young people coming up, whether it's tough to sell to them because the men and the women are so body conscious.
Yeah.
And in an age of GLP-1 weight loss drugs.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know what? It might be, but that's something we're going to have to then look and follow those trends and see how we can navigate that pathway.
Okay. Any exports? Are you exporting any products yet?
So we, like I said, with the trade website, we're doing trading through that. We're able to supply people abroad through both websites, but particularly the trade website. So we have a number of pubs in Spain and Portugal that we are able to provide, and it allows us to actually sell 24/7. But that definitely is something I want to look more into and get into the UK
market. Superb, Sophie. And best of luck with Blast na Héireann.
I know you're
nominated for that. That's Sophie O'Neill, Director of Manhattan Snacks.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.